Perhaps that sounds vaguely amusing.
It's the 99 Yen Challenge with your host, Coriander Dickinson.
That's me! All right, welcome to the 99 Yen Challenge at Animethon in Edmonton, Alberta. I'm, of course, Coriander Dickinson. I'm going to introduce our panel, but for the panelists, you have become a DJ at a hot new club in the big city. What's your DJ name, Ian Horner?
Oh, I am DJ Soccer Team. I'm that DJ that can turn into 10 other DJs, but only one of us can use our turntables.
Brennan Beach Deary.
I am DJ Afterborth. Remember to spell check your posteriors, kids.
Ryan Karen.
I am DJ Gaga. I wear nothing but bubble wrap and plush toys to work.
Will Wood.
I'm DJ Razzmatazz the Spaz.
Self-explanatory.
That's all.
All right, we're going to start things off with a very simple round. I want you to name some things you grew up with that your parents couldn't say properly.
Oh, you mean like Nintendo?
Or it was also known as Inundo.
Oh, yes.
Innuendo. Nintendo's and Sega.
I went to so many of those Asian cartoon thing conventions when I was a teenager. Every year.
Ian?
I always enjoyed teenage Mongoloid samurai mammals.
They really got that wrong.
Yeah. Will?
I used to have hours of fun playing with my G.I. Georges.
It wasn't gender appropriate, but my parents kept buying me My Little Pony.
I think you got that wrong. It's not age appropriate. Well,
gender appropriate.
Oh, hey. Did anyone out there actually watch that show with Bob Saget and the Olsen Twins? You know, Straight Flush?
No, that one. Yeah, that was Street Fighter.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Saget. Yeah, only a few would get that.
So my parents had this thing called That Card Game You Waste Money On, also known as Magic, Pokemon, or Yu-Gi-Oh, depending on how old I was.
I spent a lot of my youth wearing headphones listening to Wired Al Yankovic.
I think you mean Yankovic, right?
That's yeah.
How my parents always said it.
Right.
Because I actually ended up spending a lot of time listening to Jen and the Mammograms.
It's a great show.
I was, oddly enough, I liked Rainbow Blight. I had Asian parents.
Sounds like a Captain Planet victim.
So a couple of Asians adopted a white baby?
Yeah. It's for years till I knew what was going on.
Oh, and then there was that movie that all the kids were talking about, Con Air Lingus. Oh,
that was right about the time they started releasing Pokemon's pubis.
Uh-huh. And weren't they promoted by that crazy Irish rock band, SR-71?
You mean like the B-52s?
No. I mean, U2, you know, with Boney M and the Straight Edge.
Yeah.
I think you've gone beyond what your parents have said.
Right. Here.
I have fond memories of being locked in my room, and my mom would always, you know, come to the door and yell, "Are you listening to them bare naked ladies again?" And I'd always shout back, "No, I'm watching porn."
Ryan?
I got my mom to play video games with me because I was an only child. Oh, those Zorg are attacking your Zoogies! Zerk, Mom. Attacking my SCVs. Mom, that's your base. But thanks for playing.
You actually got your parents to play StarCraft?
Oh, my mom got so excited about Mario Kart. I swear this might be a mitigating factor in her divorce.
Did she do that thing where you jump with the controller before the Wii was invented?
To the point that, yeah, she would scream and veer, like, flat on her side on the couch. Super Smash Brothers was dangerous.
I remember this time when Beach actually was your mother.
Yes.
Wanted to buy you that CD of your favorite comedian.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Bill Crosby, Nash & Young.
Yes. I've been a big fan of Bill Crosby. Ooh, actually, you know what I really liked was Pokemans.
Ooh.
Apparently, I liked them anyway. Them. Oh, you know what? But then the hot thing after that was Digimon.
Ah.
And there was the classic Ren and Stumpy.
Hated that show. Okay, so I'm going to end the round, and before I give them points, I have to explain what the points are for. So at the end of each round, I award them points based on basically how well they did. The points are actually yen, and the grand prize of the show, if they get more points or yen, is 99 yen. All right, so...
Yay, applause sign.
Applaud for the applause sign. Okay, Will, I'm going to give you 10 points. Ryan, you get 30 for not saying a lot.
Mike. Want this back, right?
See, I didn't say a lot because, really, you guys are old. This is stuff that my parents were into that I didn't pronounce right.
So my parents were actually just into finding that cassette of Steve Urkel singing Do the Bartman.
Your parents were into Yu-Gi-Oh? How old were they when they had you? All right.
Are you like Merlin? Do you age backwards?
Yes, I am.
Beach gets 3 points, Ian gets 5.
Because we kept doing material after the break, yes.
All right.
You used to be so good at that.
I'm sorry, I'm lazy. God. The headache.
Hate you both. So, topic 2. With the success of True Blood, Twilight, and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, there are bound to be more vampires on the way. The audience hates vampires. Too bad. Twilight. Tell me about vampire shows of the future.
Okay, well, since everybody's riding the vampire wave at this point, it was really only a matter of time before children's programming got involved, so your toddlers are going to really love Sparkle Blood the Vampire Pony.
Will?
Hi.
Hello. What have you got?
Fluffy the house-trained Cerberus.
That's from Harry Potter.
Ah, gotcha. I think I jumped the gun on that one.
So. I think so.
Yep.
I think that the adult film industry is going to jump on with Muffy the Vampire Lair.
Hey, that's just like that new pornography by Axl Rod that's a parody of True Blood called Suck on My Tits.
Bleh. Right, and of course, not to be left out, we're going to see the Succubus, which is basically a bus that's full of prostitutes. And down we go.
Next.
Political intrigue dramas. We'll have Stuffy the Vampire Mayor.
There's that new hot comedy on the WB that's coming up about the vampire mall security guard called Nosferatu on My Watch.
Another genre, we're going to see Sparkle the Musical with an exclamation mark.
What would that be about?
That would be about Cullen dance numbers doing the can-can. The entire family in Speedos doing the can-can across stage. And sparkling in the sunlight. That's 80 minutes.
So it's like the My Little Pony musical.
Basically.
Okay. Beach.
Demonic interview with a scary vampire. Ooh.
Is it in 3D?
I'm not writing it.
Will?
Sort of similar to that one. Interview with an angsty teenage girl's wish fulfillment device.
We've got the reality TV bandwagon, Truer Blood. 12 normal people spend 3 months in a crumbling Transylvanian castle competing weekly for garlic immunity. By the end, only one vampire will remain.
From the producer of Transylvanian Idol, it's Helsing.
Yay. Oh, yeah, Sergeant Scrumblefangs, blood-drinking nocturnal Olympians, the Gypsy Chronicles. It's kind of high concept.
Well, end on a bang.
Hey,
no,
just call it what it is.
I have one that I'm really waiting for because it excites me. I'm really waiting for Count Chocula on Sesame Street. The crossover we've all been waiting for. One death trap for Cookie Monster.
I want to we'll speak truth to power. It's essentially Anne Rice shits in a script book and makes $1 million. It'll happen.
Oh, yes. I can't forget this. Anne Frank's Vampire Video Diary.
You know, I read that and it still made me laugh when you said it.
End of the round. Ian, you get 20 for making Bede do a spit take.
Into the microphone.
Well, it was water bottle.
Yes. Oh, right, so we have water.
Yeah, we have got water. Bede, you get 5. Ryan, I don't remember what you did. assuming 10. Will, solid 10. Solid.
Solid.
My default is Will's high standing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's true.
Will, solid 10, just like his girlfriend says about him.
That's right. Just like every damn woman says about him.
No one says what it's out of, though.
That's right. Applaud my pain. It's awesome.
I think we're clearly talking inches, so no need to worry.
I thought it was binary.
It's pronounced two. Okay, so I guess I can explain the third round here a bit. We were on the internet. And we were looking at a random quote site of just famous people quotes. We ended up on Benjamin Franklin, and then we started sort of fixing them in the way that you do with fortune cookie sayings by adding, like, in bed or inside of your vagina or between the sheets to various things. So I've asked them to go through and fix as many Benjamin Franklin quotes as they can.
Can we do this in, like, old American founding fathers accents?
Oh, yes, please.
No, do that.
Awesome.
A countryman between two lawyers is like a fish between two cats in bed.
A penny saved is a penny earned in my vagina. Absence sharpens love, presence strengthens it, and practice makes things shoot out of it, ladies.
Applause waits on Steve Martin.
She laughs at everything you say. Why? Because you're good at cunnilingus.
Observe all men, faggot.
Who is rich? Put your hands in the air, my niggers.
That doesn't apply to anyone up here.
Oh, God.
It applies to me.
Okay, it applies to Will.
Eat to please thyself, but dress to cover thy junk.
Savages we call them because we kill them with smallpox blankets.
Work as if you were to live 100 years. Pray as if you were not a slave.
Any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, and most fools do, in bed. Remember that credit is money. This is totally not going to backfire in about 200 years.
A learned blockhead is a greater blockhead than an ignorant one, Charlie Brown.
Buy what thou hast no need of, and ere long thou shalt sell thy big screen TV.
If all printers were determined not to print anything till they were sure it would offend nobody, there would be very little printed, you smegma-covered rectum. If all printers were determined not to print anything till they were sure it would not offend anybody, then no one would print in Universe, encoded in Postscript 3, you arrogant cunt.
All gamer kind is divided into 3 classes. Those who play World of Warcraft, those who play Final Fantasy,
and those who get laid.
Remember not only to say the right thing in the right place, but far more difficult still, to leave unsaid the wrong thing at the tempting moment, Bum Giraffe.
There are three things extremely hard. Steel, a diamond, and the turgid member of Benjamin Franklin. Ladies.
The discontented man finds no easy chair, only difficult chairs.
Games lubricate the body and the mind if you buy a Wii Fit.
Do not squander time, for that is the stuff life is made of. Wait, I meant carbon. Carbon is the stuff life is made of.
If you know how to spend less than you get, you have the Philosopher's Stone. And Edward Elric would like a word with you.
A small leak can ruin a great pair of pants.
Be slow in friending a Facebook friend. Slower in unfriending.
An investment in Apple pays the best interest.
You have to know what that was originally, but it was knowledge, but like you knew that.
You're all experts on Benjamin Franklin and every word he said, right?
Who's Benjamin Franklin? It's the guy that invented gravity, I think.
We're just
or no, kites.
Around.
He invented kites.
That's right.
And then shortly the sky.
Paid yeah. for it horribly.
Yes. Syphilis. That's what he paid for it with.
You know the man likes to cook turkeys live with electricity as a party trick? This is a man we're idolizing and taking all of our worldly knowledge from. He stuck electrodes into turkeys and watched them burn while they squawked.
Oh, live!
This man gets better and better.
Convention attendees, like fish, begin to smell after 3 days.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to ask you about this turkeys can squawk after they're dead thing. Okay, so you weren't like in the middle of dinner. And then you started hearing things. You're like, where's it coming from? He's like, whoa, over here on the table.
Are you like blowing in its neck or something?
Do we
a turkey kazoo?
Does anyone have a turkey here that we can? We were driving down from Calgary, and these guys next to us had a goose up on the top of their car.
That can be arranged.
Back to the round.
Finish.
If a man empties his purse into his head, he'll hear little tinkling sounds all day.
You guys aren't using the accent.
I'm trying.
If a man empties his purse into his head, no one can take it from him, but they will laugh at him for carrying a purse.
A house is not a home unless it contains food and fire for the mind as well as the body. That means DSL.
Buy what thou hast no need of, and ere long thou shalt sell thy big screen TV.
Thanks for stealing my thing I already did like 20 minutes ago.
I didn't even hear it.
True, but he said it better, I think.
Remember that when you give out the points.
Fine, can I end the round?
Yeah, go for it.
A place for everything and everything in my bed. Ladies.
All right, so Will, you put in extra effort, so I'm giving you 11.
Solid.
Ryan came up with the accents.
I'm trying to figure it out. 30. 30 for the accents. Because they're awesome.
Benjamin Moneybags, bitches.
Beach gets 20.
Oh, hey!
Ian, that I'm...
It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Oh, so you want $1?
That's still more yen than the rest of us have.
Isn't it? Is he on the 20?
He's on the
hundreds. I don't get that he's retarded American money anyway.
I'm pretty sure Washington's the one they like more.
I have a $1 trillion bill with Lincoln on it.
All right, so we're going to try an experimental game here. It's called 20 Kazoo, but I don't want to call it that because you guys won't understand, except for the kazoo part. But you guys know what a slide whistle is, right? Okay, so the way this game works is we're going to listen to some music, and instead of singing the words as they would usually do, they're going to accompany it with a kazoo and a slide whistle in teams.
We're debating, like, okay, I'll give you 20 yen for this song. Okay, shit, no, I don't like that one. I don't know that one! Ah! That was my attempt to vamp. Laugh? Laugh.
Does he know the song?
He knows it?
Does he?
I feel loved.
Do you know this?
No,
I don't. Because I don't know the other one at all.
How did you guys work out which team you want? And are your bets in place?
Betting ends.
Oh, God, how much do I have to... Yeah, okay, our bets are in... I put my bet in
Bubbles!
Place.
Okay. Who got picked last?
I'm going to have Will and Ian go first.
Okay, I'll need the Swanee whistle, Will.
Huh?
Do you want to play the kazoo or the Swanee whistle?
Either way, I'll do...
Okay. Yeah, you guys are going to sing the theme song.
I need you to hold the microphone for me.
Dragon Ball Z. Chala head chala.
That's so much harder than Rock the Dragon.
Ready? Stop. Okay, obviously you guys have never been on a team before. And we didn't establish whether or not Will could actually play the kazoo. I was
told that you talking. Do we want to try this again for the last half of the song? Switch it up?
No, we're done. It's over.
You were good for the first half. What happened? How do one unlearn how to play a kazoo?
I got self-conscious.
All right, you both get 30.
I didn't know if you liked my translation of the lyrics or not.
I was too busy trying to play a Swanee whistle.
Okay, next we have Ryan and Beej, and they're going to play Cruel Angel Thesis. Are you ready?
Yep. Like an orchestra.
Da 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 da
That was so good.
I'm a little dizzy now.
Can we buy like an actual slide whistle and said this like
you can't
squirrel humping a rabbit cage?
I spent hours looking just for that.
Is that a capybara?
No, it's not a capybara.
All right.
Oh, sorry, where?
West Ed.
We could spend $60 on a slide whistle.
Yeah,
that'd
exactly.
be a great idea. Yes. We'll go steal one from a school.
Oh, solid gold kazoos. Eiffel Tower.
That's dirty. That's incredibly dirty.
Yeah, but this is radio.
Ah, true. All right, we got a guy for slide whistles in the future.
We got our slide whistle connection.
We've always needed a slide whistle guy.
Up.
Are you trying to sell us heroin or something? Like. Yeah. Yeah.
Slide
yeah.
whistle full of heroin.
Oh.
Suck. Don't suck. Blow.
Okay. Should I give them more than the other team for that? Yeah. Like, how much more? Because I don't know. Lots more? Lots more? I heard something about 1 million? That's too much. We're going to go with.
Theirs was more impressive, but you laughed more at me.
50. Theirs was more impressive. Okay, we're going to try another experimental round. The game is called Dong Dong Dong.
Awesome.
So, the way this works is everyone stands up with their ears closed and they have to turn their backs. The person on the end, we're going to start with Will, they get a common expression to try to communicate to the next person in line. They can only speak gibberish and use hand gestures. Okay, and then from the second person, they have to try to communicate the third, and it has to go all the way down to the end. And by the end person, when they finally understand, they have to say what they understand, and then we have to go back to the beginning.
I see.
So it's like broken telephone or Chinese telephone.
So we go one way down.
Similarly racist,
it's like Skype with no microphone.
It's like Skype without a microphone. Yes.
Probably less lag, too.
I don't have a webcam, so
okay.
It's just me sitting at home staring at the screen with my pants off.
I can't wait for the first one to randomly drop out in the middle of what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the way this is going to work is I'm going to actually write up on the board, so these guys actually should face forward instead of backwards. But they can't look at each other.
Is it not a laser display board?
No, it's not a laser display board. It's a whiteboard.
No. It's a porcelain water fountain.
So the only person who can see this is Will.
You know what makes
and you guys
makes absolutely great radio is nothing but a game that's completely consisting of mime. That's the best thing.
Oh,
on
no,
radio.
No, gibberish.
Oh, there's gibberish as well. No, I think I have a good handle on what Will's brand of gibberish is, and I'm looking so forward to seeing how this sells.
How the hell do you know? I don't even know what my brand of gibberish is yet. All right, this will be cool.
Okay.
No, but she actually wrote something. That's
I
the thing.
Actually wrote something. All right. So, Ryan,
do I stand up and perform this, or?
Just try to get
because it is radio. We want to get as much, you know, action in as we can.
Just make sure everything you do ends up in the microphone.
The mystery phrase is, give me the money.
Yeah, give it home!
All right, now Ryan to Beach.
Thing, blaring, ding, oh,
okay, now Beach to Ian. All right, Ian, what did he say?
Dong, dong, dong.
No, what was the expression he was trying to communicate?
Indian giver?
This may have been my fault.
Beach, what were you trying to communicate?
Enjoy Pepsi Cola.
Ryan, what did you get?
A penny in your pocket can be used to buy some good crack, but don't take the free samples because they'll get hooked, then they want your money, bitch.
Will, what was the phrase?
Give me the money!
Pepsi Cola!
Alright, I think we should play this again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're going to start with Ian this time
as
our number one, and I'm going to add the 1 minute time limit to the communication.
Oh.
So you have a full minute, and the person receiving can say they've got something as opposed to just you get one chance. So, give me a second to write down on the board.
The mystery phrase is believe it. That's believe it.
Hold on. Okay, I'm so sorry to call myself a retard here, but I totally watched what you wrote on the board. I thought I was starting again.
Well, he is our hero.
Millwood. He's a hero.
Yes! Yes!
Is this an essay?
Does public decency down to zero by our powers combined?
Now the mystery phrase is all your base are belong to us.
You can believe it.
All right, Ian, you have 1 minute.
Oh my.
Do you have something, Beach?
No.
He can try again, he's got a few more seconds. Okay.
Ah.
All right, that's a minute. So now Beach to Ryan.
Bina binduwa, bina binduwa. Gong he tha choy, du le lo mo.
That's not gibberish.
No, it isn't. Mewa, mewa.
Give me another round of that.
Do you speak English?
Okay.
You got it?
Maybe.
Okay. So, Ryan to Will.
Beep, 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 beep,
I think I got it. What you did, anyway.
Yeah.
Do you want to try?
Well, I'm good.
Okay. Will, what was that?
Today's lessons are twofold. Number one, when playing Space Invaders, always aim for where the ship was going to be instead of where the ship was. And number two, when entering initials, always enter ass. That's what I got.
No. Ryan?
I got all your bases are belonging to us. Happy Chinese New Year.
Beige?
Funnily enough, I got was either a proverb or a quote from Rudyard Kipling, which was the end of which is then yours is the earth, and what's furthermore, you'll be a man, my son. If all things, if you can, you know, etc. You know how that works.
Gung ho fa choy.
White man's burden.
Du le dong. I have a terrible accent.
Ian,
I can't pronounce anything.
What was it?
I don't know how Ryan got it. Without even looking.
Are you serious?
I'm quite serious. And I'm actually more interested in what Ryan actually thinks Zeroing is.
It's Atari age. That's all I know. It's before I was a conscious. I was a fetus.
Really? Because it came out in the Sega Genesis.
Fuck.
And there were no monkeys.
But there were aliens, right? Please.
So yeah, the first phrase, which I thought was easier, that Will saw was "believe it."
Sorry, guys.
I thought you were like the big guy, like the Maharaja or something.
In my defense, I think I was close because Space Invaders is very similar to the phrase "move every zig," right? Because
take off every zig, all zig fighters,
and then move zig comes later.
So, okay, well, yeah. So am I psychic or something?
Now you are.
Mind, brother! Eiffel Tower.
All right.
I swear to God that's without cheating.
Points, 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 points. Everyone gets 4. I don't care anymore.
4 points for developing Latin psychic powers.
Latin psychic powers?
As far as you know, Ian.
Yes, Ian. Beware of my Latin psychic power.
No. I don't care anymore. We're going to play a game called Death in a Minute and then Hide the Body. And one of the panelists has to die in the next minute, and then you guys have to hide the body.
And we do this attached to microphones.
Are you sure this is a game?
Yeah, this
just
is a game.
Get in trouble with somebody?
This is a game. I'm going to start the timer. You guys can drop the mics.
Who dies?
Ready?
I think it's up to us.
Set, go.
Ryan
has just offed himself.
He's the lightest. I'd rather he die.
Just lying on the floor behind everyone. Will has his legs. Beach has picked him up by the torso. Why is he face down? That's the most awkward way. I believe Ian is figuring out where to hide him. I don't think he can go up there. I think they are putting him on the windowsill and they are closing the blinds over his body, but I think his legs will fall out if you do that. I can still see his arm. He's not very well hidden. I see. Yes, if you do all stand there, I can't see him. Okay. Now I'm going to close my eyes and try to point out where he is. Where is he? It's very short. No, I closed my eyes
No, I'll close my eyes. I'll spin around. How about that? Okay, he is there. What? Did I miss? He's falling down. Okay. Oh, goodness. The dead person is the audience. Jake looks a lot like Ryan. No, he's dead. He killed himself. I think we learned a valuable lesson today, and that is never give up. Because when you give up, then like it causes heartbreak for your family, and suicides are messy, as you've seen. I'm covered in brains. Yeah, we're never doing this again.
We have to announce the winner.
Yeah.
There is no winner. No one won. We learned a valuable lesson, but no one actually gets 99 yen. I'm going to keep the 99 yen for myself. I was going to give it to Ryan, but he died. And I didn't actually give it to him, so anything in his will about where it would go doesn't actually apply. But anyways, this has been the 99 yen challenge, which is a production of FilthyHouse.com in association with Synaptic Chaos Theater. The panel was Will Wood, Ryan Caron, Beach Deary, Ian Horner, and I'm Coriander Dickinson. It was written by the cast and crew and edited by Ian Horner and myself. 99 Yen Challenge is released under Creative Commons non-commercial share-alike license. You can get this and other episodes on the web at 99yen.filthyhouse.com. Special thanks to the Animathon for hosting us today. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Goodbye.